One other memorable event happened to me in the summer of 1963. On August the 28th, 9 days after I turned 17, I sat alone in a big white reclining chair in our den and watched the greatest speech of my lifetime. As Martin Luther King Jr. stood in front of the Lincoln Memorial and spoke of his dream for America. In rhythmic cadences reminiscent of old Negro spirituals, his voice at once booming and shaking, he told the vast throng before him and millions like me transfixed before television sets of his dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. And that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I started crying during the speech and wept for a good while after Dr. King finished. He had said everything I believed far better than I ever could. More than anything I ever experienced, except perhaps the power of my grandfather's example, that speech steeled my determination to do whatever I could for the rest of my life to make Martin Luther King's dream come true.